With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington, where Donald J. Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Trump.
After Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath of office, President Trump declared that America's decline is over.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Echoing past campaign speeches, the president criticized parts of the federal government, including the Justice Department, and promised to confront the problem of illegal immigration, vowing to put America first. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With more news, here's John Scott.
Also at SRNnews.com, residents across the country from the Northern Plains to the tip of Maine are bracing for dangerously low temperatures as residents from the East Coast contend with a thick blanket of snow and more snowfall in the forecast. Winter storm warnings are in effect for the Mid-Atlantic and New England. Heavy lake effect snow expected in western New York State Monday through Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, an area from the Rockies into the Northern Plains is expected to see temperatures drop unusually low, up to minus 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Fire-ravaged Southern California is bracing for more gusty winds and heightened wildfire risk.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California.
We have a red flag warning with particularly dangerous conditions.
He notes the triple threat of low humidity, dry fuels, and those high winds.
55 to 65 and even 70 to 90 mile per hour winds in the mountains will be there just to cause fire behavior for any new fire starts to be extreme.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia and number 2, right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of those agreements. But many colleges at the center of the highest profile cases, including Columbia and Cornell, face investigations that remain unresolved. This is SRN News. Another round of talks between Chinese and American leaders.
Last night on Inauguration Eve, China's Vice President Hong Jiang held meetings with incoming Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, as well as separate talks with Elon Musk and other business representatives. The Trump team says the talks come amid ongoing tensions over Pacific regional security, national security, trade, and technology. On Friday, incoming President Trump spoke with China's President Xi, posting on social media that he had what he termed a very good call for both China and the USA. George Williams reporting.
A Colombian official says more than 80 people killed in the country's northeast region following failed attempts by the government to hold peace talks with the National Liberation Army, and the death toll from a gasoline tanker explosion in north-central Nigeria up to 86. The blast happened early Saturday. A fuel transfer sparked the explosion, resulting in the deaths. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.